It's match point here in the finals of the World Championships. Yang and Lau, two giants of the game, facing two giants. David Ortiz and Brian Urlacher always like the Game of Kings.
They are featured in an advertisement for a vitamin-enriched drink playing against Chicago Bears linebacker Brian Urlacher and David Ortiz of the Boston Red Sox. The comical ad ends with Ortiz smashing the shuttlecock into Bob Malathong's leg. It is probably the biggest exposure badminton players in the United States have gotten. But to Howard Bach and Bob Malathong of the U.S. badminton team, doubles matches are no laughing matter. Bach won the 2005 World Championship in men's doubles with his former partner, Tony Gunawan. Bach says that he hopes the ad helps raise awareness of badminton in the United States.
Actually, at the very beginning, I didn't know who Urlacher and Ortiz was, so I didn't know. I have no idea that, you know, like they're the big names of their sport, and they were both huge. So when we got there, you know, when we saw them, I was like, holy crap, they're two big giants. And, you know, I'm a pretty small guy, so, you know, I felt a little bit left behind. But, it's great for the sport, and hopefully, you know, we get the attention and the publicity that, like we do for vitamin water in the future.
While some in the United States think of badminton as a game played at backyard barbecues or social clubs, the International Badminton Federation says there are more than 50 million competitors in 156 countries worldwide. This year's Sudirman Cup Badminton Team Championship in Scotland was broadcast to an estimated 500 million fans worldwide. Bob Malathong says that the speed and excitement of the sport make it fun to watch and to play. He says a new rally scoring system, where every point scores rather than changing serve, makes for a more exciting game.
It's a totally different game. It gives the underdog more of a chance. And it makes the game faster and a little bit more even. If you haven't played badminton before, you try it, I think most people would get hooked on it.
One person who got hooked on it is Eva Lee, who was born in Hong Kong, but like Howard Bach and Bob Malathong, immigrated to the United States when she was a child. Eva told VOA Sports that playing in front of international crowds is something she loves to do.
It's amazing. It's like it's a totally different feeling. It's not badminton's not very popular in the United States, so it's kind of like kind of drab. But then when you get out there and you see all the crowds and like everything else, you're just like so excited to play.
Eva Lee is Howard Bach's mixed doubles partner. She also plays women's doubles with May Manglicari, who, unlike her other three teammates, was born in the United States. May says that badminton requires strength and quickness, much like a more familiar game, tennis.
The speed that the shuttle leaves the racket is a lot faster than tennis, but it's just a different game. Our games aren't quite as long as tennis, but the speed is much, you have to be very quick. But I think the best thing is just to let people try it, and then they'll know how hard it is.
Unlike athletes from other countries, the USA badminton team is not subsidized by the government. Howard Bach and Bob Malathong have to work for a living. Eva Lee still lives with her parents. May Manglicari says keeping a job is tough because of the demands of travel and competition. While professional badminton players do earn prize money for some events, it is their ranking points that will determine whether they go to the 2008 Olympics in Beijing. Howard Bach and his teammates hope their next major international competition includes the Summer Games next year. I'm David Byrd, VOA Sports.